I work for the government in family services. We look at things like income support, career development, poverty reduction, as well as children and family services, which in other jurisdictions would be equivalent to social work.
I came to Canada in 2001. I have a master's in globalization studies, and my first degree was in international development and communication. I'm a trained journalist as well, and I have a professional certificate in municipal management. I've worked with municipalities and government departments as a business analyst for a huge consulting firm, which an international consulting firm, as well as working with the city of Kitchener. And that's where I trained as a municipal administrator. Currently, I sit on the city of Iqaluit Standing Committee on Economic Development.
We are told that you want to have a shot on the council elections. What is this?
Yes, we have our council elections on October 19th, and we'll be electing 8 members of council to run for the next 3 years. And I threw my head into the ring to try and see whether I can be of help to the city. I want to be actively participating as a citizen. And there are a lot of issues that have made me decide to run for the for council. You know, for instance, here in Iqaluit, we've got an issue of food security. Housing shortage is acute. We have infrastructure deficit, and also we have wellness issues. By that I mean we have, I think, health-related issues with our population. And I think you might know that where I live is predominantly the Inuit. And if you look at the history of the Inuit, there's been terrible things that have happened to them over the years. I guess those problems have continued until recently. So we need to make sure that we address those issues so that we can have a healthy population.
Now you're talking about
issues.
You're talking about food security. You're talking about housing shortages. Is that really the case there where you are?
Yes. You, Canada is one of the richest countries in the world, no doubt about that. But where we are in Nunavut, and specifically where I am in Iqaluit, is these issues are real. Food security, housing, these things are real. It's not like your typical Washington or Toronto or any other town that you might think it is. It's, we have like a deficit of infrastructure. We have low education attainments. We've got high poverty rates.
So now, what are your chances of winning?
Well, they're just as good as anyone else. I guess what I have to do is make sure that I get the word out there and present my vision and tell the people why I'm joining the race and what I want to do for them.
Now, what do you think people in Zimbabwe can copy from what you're doing right now there in terms of your campaign? Are there any volunteers?
Yeah, what it takes is it does require resources, which Zimbabweans have a difficulty with acquiring. But at the same time, it's not entirely, you know, resources. For instance, a lot of people are on WhatsApp. You can be very effective in terms of going about your campaign using social media. So in Zimbabwe, I think we have a fairly high level of social media penetration. So that's a plus for them. And then secondly, I think they know their issues. And just like us here, know your issues and articulate them very well. Go out, meet people, talk to them, you know, explain what you want to do. There's no alternative to that. If you want to look for a good candidate and you want a candidate that is going to deliver, they've got to go out there, meet people. They've got to articulate their position very clearly. There's no shortcut to it. So, I mean, sometimes we've heard people that just because somebody has got money, and usually it happens in our country, that just because somebody has got money and then they think they can buy themselves into power, or they are politically connected and then they can buy themselves into power. No,
Well, you can win an election using that, but at the end of the day, do you have policy issues? Because at the end of it all, it's about policy. What kind of policies do you bring to help people alleviate their situation? How do you address their situation? You address their situation through applying appropriate policies. If you have a policy deficit, it becomes an issue. You can't throw money or anything on problems other than the right solutions.